It was just after 8 a.m. when the air sirens went off. Moments later, black smoke over Lviv's skyline. Four missiles struck, one after the other, at a few seconds interval. One of them destroying this car repair workshop in the northwest of the city. It took several hours for the fire to be extinguished. The force of the blast rocked Natalia and her daughter Katya out of bed. They fled their hometown of Severodonetsk in the east of the country a week ago.
Here we were getting back to normal, but this attack took us back home when the shells were landing around us and we saw dead neighbors on the ground. It's horrible to leave it once again. We feel hopeless, fatally doomed. I'm an adult woman, but can't comprehend how to come to terms with that, how to live further, to find strength to keep going. This is scary.
Some employees at the workshop are among the dead and wounded. Three military installations were also hit in the morning attack. Now, a local official says that the guided missiles were initially aimed at Ivano-Frankivsk, a region south of Lviv, and then, at the last minute, were rerouted towards here. Ukrainian officials believe the missiles were fired from the east, perhaps as far as the Caspian Sea. At the same time, similar scenes were unfolding in other cities and towns around the country. Kharkiv continues to come under constant shelling, Russia now striking deeper into the city center. And in Mariupol, Ukrainian forces have ignored an ultimatum issued by Moscow to surrender, holed up in a steel factory south of this poor city, despite being surrounded and outnumbered by Russian forces. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the situation there as inhumane. So far, Lviv has been spared the destruction witnessed in those other cities. It has played a vital role in this war, becoming the supply and logistical hub for humanitarian and military aid coming into the country. Now the mayor warns no one is safe here either.
Now in Ukraine, there are no safe or unsafe places. Everyone is under threat. I repeat my call to all residents. Whenever you hear the sirens, go to the shelters, because it might save your life. We mourn those who died, but we have to be vigilant. They are now smashing civilian infrastructure. More and more will be coming.
As Russia seems to be shifting its focus on the ground to eastern Ukraine, the rest of the country remains very much the target of its air power. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Lviv.